I'm saying, but the thing is, I would never ever date is a fucking Jamaican. Because I'm Jamaican. Jamaicans do not date Jamaicans. Let me tell you why. First of all, this you don't want to hear.
Yo, what going on, you?
And that's supposed to be your girlfriend. First of all, everything's a question. You ask them, yo, how's your day?
We don't know what y'all talking about. What y'all talking about?
They don't listen. I told my father, yo, I was on the train. This elderly lady fell off. Her fucking head just fucking got cut off by the train. Then I knew I couldn't go to school, so I picked the fucking old bitch up. Right when I did that, CJ from San Andreas started busting fucking gats like Halo Free For All. And I was like, and then that's when I took the bitch down. I ran for fucking president, cured cancer, and all my father heard was, and what? You know, I got school. I was like, holy shit. And these niggas, the Jamaican swag parents got the swag of all. They were fucking embarrassing in front of you, in front of everybody. Like my nigga Steve, his parents are wild ass niggas, yo. I mean, we had some two Puerto Rican fine ass bitches, right? The finest Puerto Rican bitches that Air Max and skinny jeans could buy. He about to take these bitches out. Right when we get out, his mother's on the door. Steve, where y'all go? Mother, I'm going out to the movies to parlay with my friends and companionships. Next thing you know, you must hit break. One, I'm gonna be here. I'm gonna watch the niggas that I reach them. I stop shit by the toilet seat. And now I'm like, yo, these niggas got they mad reckless. And don't ever ask a Jamaican for money. They never had money yet. Yes. I asked my father for money. I was like, yo, my nigga, I get some money? Yo, nothing I'm going on right now. You say, man, things are score dog, you know, recession, thing I go on. You say, man. I was like, nigga, I just seen you buy a 72-inch plasma 3D Avatar and Deluxe Edition TV. He's like, I look on Black Friday, thing that I want. Black Friday, nigga, it's August, and it's Tuesday. And Jamaicans are mad dramatic, yo. The easiest thing. Jesus Christ, Mister, I've seen him, on panties, shirt, blouse, and skirt. Jesus Christ, I'm late for work. Late for work. Let me tell you about this thing. And the recession hit the Jamaican household hard. Because did you know how fucked up this shit was? The average Jamaican went from having 11 jobs to 4. You know that fucked up my mother? My mother had worked the fucking evening shift at the Fatima Brady hair salon. Then she had the night shift at the Forever 21 stock room. Then she had the fucking the defensive coordinator on Sunday night for the Detroit Lions. And all in time to be on the fucking Bronx bound 4 train to fucking sell candy. But not for no fucking basketball team, my niggas, to support her 20 fucking kids. Because we all know, ain't no such thing as a only Jamaican child. I don't know that shit. And Jamaicans don't fuck with police. Well, real niggas don't fuck with police. I mean, what nigga was gonna be like, damn, so I know what these cops are doing. They're beating the fuck out of these niggas and they're leaving them for dead in Coney Island. Great fucking job. Nah, Jamaicans don't fuck with police because they know that they're one promotion away from what? Immigration. And let a cop pull a Jamaican over. That accent will get Queen Elizabeth crystal clear. Police will, sir, why are you driving your 1982 BMW on the sidewalk?
Well, you see, sir.
I was trying to excavate myself down the perimeters of the block, but this guy that is Bumbaras car in my way. I couldn't. So you know that before you came, officer, I was going to mash up his bumble clot. I was. But it's a good thing you came. And Jamaicans, you're so fucking talented. I mean, you can sing, you can dance, you can run. Them niggas can fucking run. You gotta know how to run. You got 27 jobs in one motherfucking day. But they do the most awkward shit. They become Spanish teachers. You know that fucking Jamaican Spanish teacher? You know that fucks up everything? Even this kid that knows Spanish, they don't even know what the fuck's going on anymore. Come into class.
All right, student, then put on this board clock book. Now go learn a little thing that I go on. Point that thing, watch out, class. Oh, wait, this way, this way.
What the fuck that nigga just said? Anyway, listen, I gotta say, thanks for coming out, my niggas. I don't give a fuck. Let's go, Brad Marcus, bitch!
This nigga just said she got caught with a fucking racket. What happened to the
record? Yeah.
It's not that bad, though.
Where, though?
Alright. I used to work at Bed Bath & Beyond, right? And who was that? Oh, yeah, Kyle used to work at Target, so he was coming home. And a fucking raccoon out of fucking nowhere just jumped from behind this gate right here and attacked the shit out of me. I almost got hit by a car. Fucking bats and all kind of shit is out here.
Wait, over here?
Yes, through this little garbage shit right here. Jump from behind the gate. Cause he's pushing me. He's like, run, run, run. I'm like, wait, what am I running for? I'm messed up. He's like, fucking run. Fucking raccoon jump out of nowhere.
Just come. Just
wait.